It looks like a big tower with a dome. When I saw it, I'm like, are they like getting into space launches here? I suppose if the market for cement tanks, they can always, you know, go into space tourism.
It might be like the moon in there. I don't know. The yeah. dome is for storing their raw materials, which is really important for the community of Exshaw because there has been dust issues related to the fact that they are sitting right next to a cement plant.
If, again, the market for cement tanks, they can always lease it out to either a superhero or supervillain. Because yes. it looks like a great lair for a hero or villain. And again, they've got their own space launch pad next door.
Rob, you're giving away all my secret plans. it's already my special lair.
The question is, what do we call it? And they're actually having a contest right now.
This is my favorite part, is they are having a community contest to name the dome.
Do you have any good ideas?
I do, you know, have a special affinity for Dean Cooper.
Okay.
The Reeve of the MD, who used to be a science teacher here at Canmore Collegiate High School. We should call it the Coop.
Okay, that makes sense.
He also, remember, wrote the book on Exshaw, and it's a really big book.
How about the Saddle Dome?
I think somebody's already taken that.
The Superdome?
That also.
I think that's a thing too, isn't it?
Yeah. Biodome.
So are they going to hire like Pauly Shore to be their new community liaison person?
Or maybe Michelle Gurney can just do her best Pauly Shore impression.
So what do you think? $1,000 to a charity of the winner's choice. Just send Michelle Gurney an email over at Lafarge and have your submission in by February 24th.